An overwhelming win. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Conservatives at CPAC want to put former President Trump back in office. He topped a straw poll with 62% of the vote. Moments later, he addressed the crowd in Maryland.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution.
The poll put Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in second place, a distant second, with 20% support. Marianne Williamson is making her second run for the White House. She's the first Democrat to formally challenge President Biden, who has not yet announced a re-election bid. A pair of Ukrainian pilots are at a U.S. military base for possible training on F-16 fighter jets. That's according to a published report. The White House has been reluctant to provide those jets. Meanwhile, on the battlefield, Russian forces are tightening their grip on a besieged city.
Russian forces are claiming ground in eastern Ukraine at this hour as they continue to attack the city of Bakhmut. The city has been at the front lines of fighting between the two countries for months now, but Russia is now reportedly getting closer to making it their key stronghold.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Assurances in Springfield, Ohio, that no hazardous materials were on board a freight train that derailed yesterday. A month ago in East Palestine, a derailment caused a toxic spill. Comedian Chris Rock is talking about the slap he received from Will Smith at the Oscars last year. During a Netflix special, he said he's rooted for Smith his whole life, but now watches Emancipation just to see him get whooped. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The top U.S. military commander dropped in on U.S. forces in Syria yesterday. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, received an update on efforts to root out ISIS militants. Last month, five members of ISIS were killed in operations involving U.S. troops and members of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The power of China's leader is on display at the country's annual session of parliament.
Xi Jinping is the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao Zedong and is beginning a highly unusual third term in office. The National People's Congress rubber stamps his plans, and the United States will be watching some aspects closely.
Fox says Jonathan Savage, China will spend more on defense this year, 7.2% more. That's the eighth consecutive year of single-digit increases. North Korea, which has the backing of China, is making demands. For starters, it wants the UN to call for an immediate end to military drills between South Korea and the U.S.
The foreign ministry in Pyongyang saying that the peninsula is fast becoming the world's biggest powder keg and staging ground for military exercises, something it says it simply can't tolerate. That threat from North Korea after South Korea and the United States announced they plan to conduct large-scale military exercises a week from this Monday to strengthen, as they put it, their defensive posture in the South in the face of what they call North Korean aggression. North Korea says those war games are evidence that the allies are bent on regime change in North Korea.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote. They were out again in Israel. Protesters demonstrating against an overhaul of the country's legal system. It's being pushed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.